This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Hi, I am so happy to be here today. When I was asked to do this show, boy, was I overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed because I thought, think about this for a minute. If you were in my shoes and someone said, what is the most important thing, the most important thing you'd want people to think about or do that would change their lives, what would you want to say to those people? Then the question is, you know, who are you and what are you made of? During the meeting of doing the show, I was asked or told that I was a risk taker. And I'm like, I'm not a risk taker. And they said, yes, you are, Sue. Look what you do. Look what you've done. And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm a risk taker. Calculated, but a risk taker. And aren't we all, every single day of our lives, we take risk and we choose. We have to make choices every day. So then I said, okay, what's my show going to be about? What's it going to be about? So what my show is about is people in pursuit of passion and purpose, because that's what I'm about. I'm about passion and I'm about purpose. And if you think about it, we can work our entire life and be financially stable or set, but still feel as though our life is empty and lacking importance. And doing something significant is such an important thing. It makes life worthwhile. In my life, I just want to make a difference. How about you? I hear people who talk about motivation and say, have a dream, work towards the dream. I believe that, and I agree with that, as long as the dream is related to what God's dream is. I have two children, and my children, I've always told them, you know, you were created for a specific purpose, and I'm looking so forward to seeing that purpose completed, or the journey of watching how it blooms with my kids, and they are following that, and they are doing wonderful things. And it's only going to get better as time goes on. Then I hear people say, set your goals. What do you want to accomplish by when? And that's a good one, too. We do need to have goals. We want to check our goals to make sure they're not self-seeking. Then we work backwards the plan. And what that means is that, you know, you have to work backwards. You have a goal. You set it out there. You've got a target. And then what you do is you have to work backwards to figure out how you're going to get there. I have many goals in my life. I'm a goal-oriented person. So when I'm doing this, I'm looking at this big, audacious goal out there, and it's a big elephant. It's just a huge elephant, and I'm wondering, okay, how do we do this? One bite at a time. So when you're working backwards, the plan, so you know what you need to do, you've got a weekly plan, a daily plan, an hourly plan. Staying focused on the goal, and the pain has to be worth the gain, whether it's losing weight, whether it's changing jobs, whatever it is, the pain of making a change or doing something different has to be worth the gain. So why do I want to do this program? Well, my desire is truly to help people. I just want to help people. I've got a lot of experiences under my belt, not all the same as what you've got, but I do have quite a few, and I've learned from them. And I do say that our attitude determines our altitude. Because we have a choice every minute of every day, and we can choose how we're going to respond to what comes our way and the people that come our way. Not everybody is always nice. So we have a choice in how we're going to deal with those people and the things that come our way. I want to give people hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There's been times where I just looked up and said, God, why me? And you're giving me more than I can handle. Even though I know you say you won't, I feel like you are. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do next, Lord. Please show me. And then people or something will come my way and show me the light. And sometimes being calm and just standing still for a minute and listening, that's the hardest thing I think in the world for me. We need to challenge ourselves daily and take risks. So that's what my show is about. And I'm hoping you'll stay tuned, and I hope you're going to learn. And I'm looking forward to callers, so you can call in and talk to me. We're going to have guests on, and I'm looking forward to that, because everybody has a life experience. Everybody has something to offer everyone else, no matter where you are in your life. You've got something to offer, and it's wonderful to be able to share those experiences so that we can learn instead of having to go through those muddy waters all by ourselves, or maybe we can just save someone from going through a hard time. And I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so excited. But it's a big deal to me, a really big deal. And I hope you'll stay tuned and learn right along with me.
Sue, someone might say, well, I know that name, Sue Fries, and I know you own a company. And so you kind of are living a really nice life. What does it have to do with me if I'm going through a lot of pain in my life, if my husband has been laid off and I've got teenage kids who are rebellious and my life just seems like it's hopeless and a mess? What can Sue Fries say to me that really applies to me? How can she know what I'm going through?
Well, because I'm a human person and I put my pants on just the same as everybody else, number one. Number two is that I have gone through quite a few things. And I would just say that even though maybe it's not exactly the same circumstance, that I still feel pain, and I felt lots of pain. And I've had people that have been not exactly gracious and nice. And you know, things come our way, and there's a reason for everything, and we don't always have the answers, and we don't always know why things happen. And that's the same with me. But I can tell you that there is, we don't always know the reason for things happening, but there is a reason. And my reason for doing the show is to walk alongside, to have a moment in time where we can be together and connect. And hopefully I can help you find peace or some type of light. And I can relate to quite a few things. And if I don't have the answers, whether it's in the workplace or in my personal life, there's resources out there that can help us get through a tough time. You know, God is a wonderful resource, and He's always awake. He's always there and always available. He won't come down and pluck us up. We have to reach up. So I would just say that for those people that are going through those pains, I'm right along with you. I hurt right along with you. But there's choices, and we just need to know what our choices are in order to make a better decision. Knowledge is power, and for lack of knowledge, people perish. And I don't want anybody to perish. I want people to proceed, progress, do better. Sometimes it's as simple as an ABC: admit, believe, and commit. And we have to know what to admit, how to believe, and what to believe. And then what to commit and how to do that. Sometimes those are the most difficult things, but they seem so simple sometimes.
Some people will see a person or a couple who really seem to have it all together. And it causes us to think, oh, somewhere out there, there is a pain-free life. And if I could just find it, I would be happy. Is there a pain-free life?
Wow, if there is, I haven't experienced that. You know what? I'm thankful for everything I've had to go through so far. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful because if you don't have downs, you don't really appreciate the ups, you know? So I'm thankful for the downs. And I have some friends. For instance, I have a girlfriend right now who just got diagnosed with breast cancer. And she's going to go through, and she's going to be on my show, actually. She's just a delight. But she's going to have a double mastectomy. And, you know, why, God, why? You know, this woman, she's just vivacious, and she's young and full of energy and everything, but she's going through this. And, you know, she's on Facebook, and she's explaining her emotional journey. She's explaining what's going on with her. And I admire her so much because she's sharing her story on Facebook with everything. And her name is Rhonda, and I just love her. And she's, this Friday, is going to go have her surgery. And just today I got a email from her daughter and from her, you know, stating, you know, where they are right now and everything. And it's so amazing.
You know, you say that you're thankful as you look back for what you've gone through, for the downs, but it is human. It is natural when we're in those downs we're not always thankful when we're in the midst of it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Some, you know, we'll get into that more as far as, you know, my life story and everything, because I know that, you know, the only reason I would share some of the humility that I've experienced and the vulnerability that I've experienced, the only reason I would even want to expose that to people that are listening is to show them that there is, you know, there is another side, and you know, we can get over it. And we can move on. And there's healing. The Lord has just an amazing healing power over us. And, you know, through these times and everything, the devil comes in and just, you know, kind of makes us feel like we're not worthy to receive God's love. And that's the biggest lie of the devil. And I would just say that we are worthy because God says we're worthy. And in that worthiness is where we find hope. And we find the belief that we need in order to endure whatever comes our way.
No pain-free life. What about a perfect pain-free marriage?
Wow, I don't think that, you know, I think that there's happy people out there, and that's because they choose to be happy, but I don't think it's without work. I think that any relationship out there takes work. You know, even to find time to be alone with God takes work. So I don't think that's true, but I'll tell you what, you can sure tell when someone is getting along. I mean, just look at them in the restaurant. You can see who's been married for a long time and happy, and you can see people that they're just eating their meal, but there's no interaction, there's no connection. And it saddens my heart to see that, because God wants so much more for our relationships.
What do you want the program to bring to maybe that couple that have been married a long time and they have grown apart?
Hopefully a new understanding, and hopefully a desire to connect. You know, because men and women are different. You know, I love that saying about, you know, men being microwaves and women being crockpots. That is so real, and that's so true on one area. But I would like to see that marriages be more connected to where we can just love each other. And I taught a Bible study on marriage at our home. And, you know, I was trying to come up with a definition of love, and I came up with a definition that it's serving the other and putting the other person before yourself. To me, that's the true definition of what love is. It's where you're selfless. You put the other person first. And if both people are putting the other person first, really getting to know that person, intimacy means into me see. So I would just like to see those marriages warmer. So you're listening to Sue Freeze on The Sue Freeze Show. KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. Tune in for more to come.
We're here every week at the same time, and you're going to be talking with people about different issues of life. But what about you? One of the big questions that you like to ask people is not, what do you do? But you like to ask them, who are you? So I think it's very fair for us to begin by asking you the question and letting you answer it. Who are you, Sue Freeze?
Wow. Yes, I do like to ask that question, and it's amazing the response I get on who are you. I did that with Regis Feldman, and he just kind of was stifled. He just stood there and was like, wow, I don't know how to answer that. How would you answer that if I asked you that? How would you answer? Who are you? Who am I? Well, I don't even know how to answer that other than to say, been through a lot in my life, and who I am is accumulation of all those experiences that I've experienced. And like I said before, I'm very thankful for my experiences. Who I am now is different than who I was even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I am a mother. I'm a wife. I'm the termite lady. That's who I am. It's what I do. The termite lady has been a big deal to me. Running a business and having 50-odd employees and 7 offices has been an incredible journey. I used to be heavily involved in my church, in ministry, and when I bought my company, I had to put all that on hold, and I thought, boy, how is God going to be happy with me not serving in that capacity? And what I realized is now is that my company and my employees are my ministry, and even my customers to some degree. We have quite a few customers that, you know, it's just amazing to hear them. When I get to finally talk to a customer and they call me and talk to me, a lot of times they'll open up and say things to me too. And it's just amazing that I can be there to be able to listen to that and talk to them. And employees, same thing. it's just so amazing to see God work and to see people's lives change in front of you, you know, from the beginning to current. So who am I? I'm a person who, I'm a big cheerleader. I love to cheerlead. I love to encourage. I like to watch people be better, do better. At times I feel people will tell me I'm a perfectionist, and I would say that I'm not a perfectionist because I don't believe it, that there's no one perfect but Jesus. And I always put up my hands and say, there's no holes in my hands. So I'm not Jesus, and I'm not perfect. But I'm striving for excellence. And what that means to me is that no matter what I've done, no matter what accomplishments I've done, and I do make mistakes, and hopefully we learn from those, that I strive for better. Every day I'm striving for better, personally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I'm always constantly trying to do better than I did the day before. People say I'm highly competitive. And yeah, I would say I am competitive, but I think I'm more competitive with myself. If I did this today, I want to do that tomorrow. And I always want to do better. I water ski, and I always want to do more in my slalom skiing. I want to get another buoy, or I want to go faster, or cut off some more of the rope or something, just because I want to do better than I did the day before. So I do believe that God works through us. I think God puts people in our lives because God works through people. And I think that I've just been amazingly blessed, especially right now, this morning driving in, I actually called people that have, you know, really invested in my life. And I was emotional, and I was just telling them, thank you. Just thank you for being in my life, being a support to me. It's just so wonderful to have those people in your life. And if you think about your life, there's people that have invested in you. And I would just suggest that if you can, in the next hour or day, you know, take the time off to just make a quick phone call. Don't do an email. Make a phone call and connect with those people and just tell them thank you for being there for you. Thank you for being in your life. I think it's a wonderful thing. You know, in the Bible, it says, in all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. And we should. You know, every prayer that we pray, we're supposed to pray with thanksgiving first, thanking the Lord for what he's done for us already, because he's done so much for us already. And then to go from there, and from the thanks, then we can ask for what he wants, because he says, you know, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened, seek and ye shall find. I believe that. We have to know what we're asking, and we have to know what we're seeking, and make sure we're knocking on the right door. But he's there, and that's a wonderful thing.
Sue Freeze came from this perfect family, right? Your growing up years?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't know how much we want to get into that. But, you know, early on, I pictured me speaking to large groups of people, and I had no idea what that was going to look like or what it was going to do. And now, you know, I'm over the 50 line, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm proud of it. I'm in the second half of this time. Anyway, I always pictured me speaking, and people say, well, what are you going to speak about? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to speak about. I just know I'm supposed to speak. And you know, it's funny because I look in the moon, and when there's a full moon, if you look at the full moon, I see a woman singing, or she's got a mic. And I ask other people if they see that, and people don't see that. I'm the only one that sees that. And I just think that's odd that not everybody sees that. Oh, well. I guess not everybody sees the same things. I imagine that. Anyway, through the years, I've experienced divorce with my mom and my dad. They were married 20 years, and they got divorced. And at that time, you know, my dad was kind of like not very happy. He was an angry guy, and he wasn't happy at work. He wasn't happy at home. My mom was a very loving, caring mom. I wanted to go to YMCA camp, and I don't remember really my age. I think I was around 11. And my mom says, we can't afford to send you, Sue. We can't afford the camp. The only way you can go is by you selling these toffee peanuts. You know what I'm talking about, those canned toffee peanuts. I went around every day after school, and I sold, I can't even tell you how many cans of toffee peanuts I sold. And you know, I learned a lot about sales and having doors, you know, shut. Of course, they didn't slam it in my face because I was young and, you know, really skinny girl. And people felt sorry for me, I think. But it didn't matter. I did it. I had a challenge, and I did it. I realized something new about myself that I could do that. And then I went to this YMCA camp, and it's YMCA camp, which I thought was weird because they do have YWCA, but I went to YMCA. Anyway, it was fun. I ended up on a hilltop, And I accepted the Lord there, and it was the most amazing thing. And every time I smell pine trees now, I think about that moment in life that I received the Lord. And the smell of pines just brings back memories for me. Came back, and I was so excited because I felt like I had gotten the world's answer, that everything was going to be fine now, and my family was going to be just fine. And I walked in the door, and I was all happy. And my mom says, "Susie, I need to speak to you in the bedroom." And I went, "Okay, Mom." You know, so I went into the bedroom. My mom closed the door. She sat down all serious, and she says, "Honey, I just want to tell you that your dad and I have decided to get a divorce." And I said, "No, you can't do that. You can't do that. I just got it all figured out. I just received the Lord, and I just told him all my problems, and he's going to fix them all, and you just can't do this." And she says, "Honey, sorry, but we've already made the decision, and we're going to go ahead and go with this." And I was so devastated. So my high went to a real low real fast. And I thought, how can this happen? You know, I just gave my heart and my life to God, and now this. And, you know, God can't force us to do things. You know, he can guide our ways, and he can do that, but he's a gentleman. Just like he gave us free spirit for us to choose him, we have that choice to make, that we can choose him or not. And boy, I can't imagine not having him in my life. I just can't. It would be such an empty hole in my heart. But with that all being said, after that moment, my mom and dad went through with it, and I got to see my dad every other weekend. We went to the river, and that's when I learned how to ride a motorcycle and all these things. And my mom got married, my dad got married, and all I wanted then was for them to be happy. It wasn't about me, it was about them being happy. And there was a lot of struggles there because I had a stepfather and I had a stepmother, and the stepmother never wanted kids and didn't like me. And I had a little sister that I was protecting and loving and taking care of. So there was a lot going on in that whole thing.
In the dictionary, there are a lot of words that begin with re.
Yep.
And for today, what is the re word?
Well, I wanted to go from A on through the alphabet, but today I'm going to start, because this is a special show, with rebirth, which is the B. And rebirth, because this is a whole new segment of my life. It's a whole new season, being on a radio show, having a radio show, impacting more people than I've been able to impact in the past, letting my God, my Heavenly Father, lead whatever conversation, whoever's going to be on the show. It's rebirth for me, and I'm hoping it's going to be a rebirth for those that listen. It's going to be a new set of eyes. I wrote this morning. I get up every morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I wrote this morning something that you are where you are because you choose to be there. And I have to clarify that, because not always. You know, if you've got cancer, you didn't choose to have cancer. But there's a lot of times we get in ruts. And we're there because we choose to be there. And we do have choices. We do have decisions. And there might be hard ones. But we have choices that we can make to get us out of situations. But because of comfort levels, we stay where we are. And I'm just going to encourage you to get out of that. To make a choice, to make a difference, and to choose to make a change in your life, to a shift. It might be a minor shift that can make a huge difference. They say if you want something different to happen, do something different. And I'm encouraging you, I'm prompting you, dare to believe and choose to make a change. And the change is going to be a good one.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Foursquare Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefits specialist.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare.
But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
Welcome back to the Sue Freeze Show. This is KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. Now we have another guest, and his name is Sasha. And Sasha, I'm going to have you, please, pronounce your last name because I'm having trouble with it.
Milivojevic.
Okay, you guys try that out there. See if you can do it. He's president of NSI. NSI is, you know, N for Nancy, S is in Sam, I is in, I don't know, interruption. I don't
know. Indiana.
Indiana, there you go. Prior to the launch of the company, Sasha served in various upper management positions at Northwest Memorial Hospital and New Century Financial Corporation. Sasha was responsible for building and managing information technology teams, which under his leadership, the groups were responsible for supporting over 300 locations, 9,000 end users, and over 11,000 devices nationwide. Wow. Sasha also served as a liaison for IT and the business, providing strategic direction for the production sales force by recommending and implementing technologies to streamline their workflow. Sounds pretty intense to me. After leaving NCFC, Sasha used all of the lessons learned at his past firms, applied them to NSI, and by doing so, he created a best-of-breed technology solutions firm. In today's economy, businesses are seeking a reliable, scalable, and affordable turnkey solution to encompass the outsourcing of network-managed services, as well as a wide array of other IT services. NSI services encompass server management and maintenance, security monitoring, load balancing, VOIP, am I saying that right?
Yep.
Okay. And all other essential IT specialties, including technology roadmap creation and budget forecasting. According to CRM Magazine, executives and technology managers of SMBs are facing many of the same challenges now that their counterparts at large enterprises dealt with years ago. According to a study by AMI Partners, SMBs, small business,
small, medium-sized business.
There you go. Are sorting through a wider array of sources and information to make educated product and technology choices. Some of the factors driving this trend, the study finds, are information overload, that's me, the need to process information faster, and the need to be more productive to compete globally. Boy, isn't that the truth. Providing Fortune 500 technology solutions on a small business budget. I can talk about this firsthand, and Sasha is my IT guy, and I'll tell you what, from firsthand experience, I don't know that much about the internet, the technology that is up to date. And he comes into my office and he is so good on a personal level. He talks to me in my language at my level and he makes sure things are happening that I don't even know what he does. But all I know is my computers are working, they're functioning, and we're getting things done. So welcome aboard, Sasha. I'm so happy that you're here with me today.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for having me.
So it's your first time on the radio.
Yes.
It's not mine, but we're in this together. Okay, so tell us about your background and experiences prepared for your running your company. I did tell you a little bit about that already. I mean, I talked about it a little bit. But what more would you like to add to that?
Well, basically, I took all the lessons learned, good and bad. The first company I was at was a nonprofit healthcare facility that had the same challenges and the same demands that a bigger hospital would have with zero budget. So there I learned how to stretch the dollar and make the most out of what was available to us as resources. And the experience at the bigger company, it was just the opposite. They had way too much money and overpurchased, and there was a lot of assets and software and personnel that was there that was never utilized. When I started there, they had 1,500 employees, and in a three-year period grew to 9,000. So I had to learn how to scale and how to, you know, make the most out of the resources that we had. It was, I compare it to like a Great Dane puppy, you know, the body's growing big, but just stumbling over your feet for about the first 2 years of life. So when I left there, like I said, I took those lessons, the good and the bad, and the ability to scale and to utilize what was available to me or to my clients and make the most of it. So, you know, I would say 99% of the clients, the new clients, when we step into their environment, they own equipment and software that is not being utilized. I would say that maybe they're maybe utilizing 30% of what they already own. So instead of going in and trying to sell them on a bunch of new software and hardware, what we do is we go in and we assess what they already own and try to implement that and utilize it to become more efficient and productive.
That takes time, too. It's not something that happens overnight. I mean, from firsthand experience with you coming into my company, Ecola, you know, I was using a Linux server and I have multiple computers. And so you came in and you did an evaluation and you told me how I could save money, how I could utilize what I have now, and you make that work. So if you're just tuning in right now, I just want to let you know that you're listening to KKLA 99.5, Intersection of Faith and Reason, and you're listening to The Sue Freeze Show. I'm Sue Freeze. And my guest today is Sasha with NSI, who he's an IT guy. I call him my IT guy. He's my computer man. And, you know, he's so wonderful firsthand that, you know, they're not all alike, you know. And if you're not computer literate, if you don't understand, you don't even know how to shop for what you need. And so it's kind of a difficult thing. It's just like computer. I mean, what kind of computer do I need, or what kind of camera do I need? What kind of functions do I need? Sometimes we don't even know what we need. And we can buy a whole lot more than what we need. And so Sasha comes in, and he's, would you say, Sasha, you're mostly for mid to larger companies, or?
No, we strictly work with the small and medium-sized business
okay.
market.
Okay, and that would be me.
That would be you.
Yes. And so when, let's say somebody's listening right now, and they have a computer system, and they might even have somebody that they're dealing with right now. Obviously, if they're completely satisfied, then, you know, stay where you are. But if you're not satisfied, or if you feel like maybe there's something more that could be done, or, you know, you just don't know, would you be interested in coming in, and would that cost them to have you come in and just evaluate their systems? And
No, it wouldn't. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, you can't expect the business owner to be educated on everything that there is with technology. And the experience that most business owners that I talk to have with their existing or their prior IT guys is they come in, they do a few things, and they leave. And, you know, the system's working, and that's about all they know. So, you know, what sets us apart is our virtual CTO model. And, you know, we sit down every quarter, and we go over where you're at, where you should be, and where you're going, not only from a technology standpoint, but from your business objectives. And then we put that into a technology roadmap and tie that into your business model and what you're trying to do. And that's how we help you be more efficient and productive and scale and grow. For example, your mailing and your marketing, instead of dropping, you know, 20,000 pieces of mail and paying postage and paying printing and doing all that, we were able to extract the data, your client data, the emails, and now send it out via email for, you know, a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of
what
you
did the math, and I had to be sitting down, and even that, I was sick to my stomach. I figured it out. And, you know, the mailing that we do, we have to let the customers know that it's time for their service. And each mailing, I figured it out, between the printing, the stuffing, the stamping, the paper, the stamp, it costs $1.50 per mailing to send something out via snail mail. And, you know, when you do the math on that, I have a lot of customers. And so when I did the math, that's somebody's raise. That's a salary for one person, you know, to be able to just do that via email. Some customers don't want to give their email out because they're afraid of the mailing list, of selling the mailing list. So you have to reassure them that you're not going to use that mailing list for anything other than for your correspondence with your company. You know, I've had to let customers know that I won't do that. But it's sure nice to be able to keep them in the know, to keep them up on what's going on. We have a new method or a new product coming out. And it's so much easier to be able to let our current customers know that we have this new program or this new method out, to let them know. And you've been so helpful on getting that to happen. We're not completely there yet. We still got a ways to go.
Yep.
But we're working it out. And having you there, when you did the math that one night saying, you know, Sue, did you know you have this many customers and this is how much it's costing? I'm like, oh my goodness. I knew that it was a lot. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, and that's the biggest challenge. You can implement technology all day long, but it's the, you know, change management and getting the environment, like your staff, to buy into the solution and to see that it's something that's going to be better for the company as a whole. In the beginning, it may seem a little bumpy and a little tough to figure out how to do things, but in the end, and that equation I did for you, that was just one mailer for 1 month.
I know. And, oh, my gosh.
And the good thing is about the tool that we implemented for you, the clients have the option to opt out.
Right.
So they don't get spammed.
Sure.
But they can also sign up. So if you decide to do a newsletter one day or you just want to target a specific zip code with a new product, you can do it with a click of a button instead of printing and mailing. And then you can look at your metrics. You can see who opened the email, who forwarded it, who deleted it without even reading it. And then you know to continue mailing them.
Right. And it's so wonderful. If you're just tuning in now, this is KKLA 99.5, Intersection of Faith and Reason. And this is the Sue Free Show. And my guest today is Sasha with NSI. How can we get a hold of you? How could someone listening, if they're interested in finding out more, how would they get a hold of you?
You can go to our website at www.gotonsi.com. That's G-O-T-O-N-S-I, Nancy Sam, Indiana.com. Or you can call our toll-free number at 866-671-0089. Extension 203 is my direct extension. Extension 200 is our sales department.
That's great, Sasha. I'm so glad, because you know what? Running a business, it's so hard. You know, that book about the E-Myth book, talking about, you know, it's hard because you're running your business and you're in your business, but sometimes we have to take a step back. Me as the president, CEO, CFO, have to take a step back and say, okay, I need to be the visionary and I need to work on the business, not in the business. And that's the hardest thing for me to do, because I'm running the company. I'm trying to do it every minute of every day. And I've got the people issues. I got the customer issues. I've got the supplier issues. I've got the fleet issues. There's so much to think about. And then we've got the computer issues. And computer, I mean, I don't know about you, but there's two things that really matter in my business. Well, there's more than two things. Customers are number one. Employees are number two. Sometimes that's reversed. But you know what? If I don't have my phones working and I don't have my computers working, I'm out of business. And it can happen just like that. The other day, my computer went down. My laptop went down. I got a virus or something, some type of scam or something that went through Facebook. And, you know, Sasha was right there and he caught it before it went any further. I called him. I said, something's going on with my computer. And he goes, stop everything. He goes, what were you doing? And, you know, I told him. And not proud of that. But anyway, I told him. And, you know, he, within, I don't know, an hour, he had my computer up and running, and I don't know what I would do without him, and I don't know what I would do without my computer. You know, I mean, we've just gotten to this day and age where we can't do without the phone, but it's not our phone, it's the cell phone. I don't even use my home phone. So it's cell phone and computers. That's where we're at right now. And, you know, we can't be good at everything. We can't be knowledgeable in everything. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with knowing where my gifts are and knowing where my talents are. And you need to be too. You need to be thinking, okay, where is my time best spent? And when you ask yourself where your time is best spent, is it to learn this whole new skill and talent, or is it better to hire somebody that knows what they're doing, let them do what they do so that you can be better at what you do? And to me, that's the best of all options. So that goes with pest control. Okay, if you're not the expert in pest control, call somebody who is. This isn't a commercial, but if you want to call a Cola, you can. And, you know, same with termite work. But if you have computer issues, you want to let the computer people handle the computer things. And Sasha, I can just give you my endorsement, and I will, that you've been marvelous for me. And I just thank you so much for that.
Don't forget to thank my guys, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen to this and
oh, yes.
Think, what is
your
Sasha
guys,
calling himself 50 times?
No. You've got some great crew. It's all about our people, isn't it?
Yeah.
The people that are working with you causes a team, and we work together to make it happen, don't we? And it's not just you, and it's not just me. It's our group of people that we surround ourselves with and that we help coach and work side by side with. And I'm so glad you brought that up.
Well, no, that's great that the perception is that, you know, I've been able to successfully coach and bring the guys along to share the same vision as me and to share the same passion as far as supporting our clients and you know, putting them number one. And no matter what time of the day or night, we're always there for our clients. And that's a difficult thing in technology. You got the guys that are very, very good, but they can't speak to the client. And so, you know, it's been my challenge to have to find guys that are very good technically as well as personally and are able to communicate what's going on to the clients. And
that's absolutely true, because like I said before, you guys talk at my level. Mm-hmm. You know, if you guys use all these big words, I'm not going to know what the heck you're saying. So it's nice to be able to talk. I'm like, okay, speak English for me, please. You know, talk in my language, because you have to in order for me to understand. And sometimes I'll say, okay, go back again. What did you say? If you're just tuning in, it's KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. This is the Sue Freeze Show. I am Sue Freeze. My guest today is Sasha. So, Sasha, I just want to ask you another question. How do you choose your customers? I'd like to know what kind of, what do you go through in order to choose your customers? Because there has been times where I've heard you on the phone, or I've had you come in to visit me, or you had to make an emergency stop because I needed you. And you will make a comment about, oh, you just had to turn down a customer, or you're not sure that this is the right fit. What is the criteria, or what do you use as your judge point for customers?
There's not really a specific formula for it. One, the client has to be, you know, has to have an open mind and has to look at their technology as a resource for their business as far as making them productive, and has to look at the IT vendor as a true partner, because we are, you know, we're supporting the lifeblood of your business. But at the same time, being a Christian, I believe that God speaks to me and tells me when it's the right fit. And not saying that I, you know, don't have clients of every, you know, belief yes. and religion out there, which I do, and I totally support and believe in all of it. And for me, there has to be a connection. I have to be able to connect with that business owner. They have to understand the philosophy and the support model, because technology to a lot of people is just a mystery. You know, it's a foreign language. It's, you know, it's the Matrix. And it's our job to sit down with the business owners and to help them understand, you know, what they're paying for, what they're paying NSI for, what they're, you know, paying their electricity to run their servers for, and it's our job to you know, to help them see that. So, you know, the client has to be willing to spend a little bit of time with their IT guy to talk tech in layman's terms, to see how we're going to help them move their business forward, make them more productive. You know, maybe spend a little money up front, but save money down the road. And, you know, to truly understand that we care about their business as much as they do. And we truly do.
If you're just tuning in, I just want to let you know that my show airs every Saturday from 4 to 5. And people say, well, what's your show about? And that's the fun of it, is it's never the same. It's never the same. What I say is my radio show is about passion, purpose, and connection. We come in contact with people that impact our lives both positively and negatively, don't we? And we have a decision, choice, if you will, on how we are going to respond or believe. Our choices decide our perspective on life and what we make of it. And we do have choices in every minute of every day, and what we do with those choices determine our future, don't they? And so I choose the right people around me. I choose to surround myself with support, connection, and the right people. And what I try to bring to you is the people that have been there for me. I'm sharing them with you because it's what it's all about, is connection. And so you're listening to KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. So in closing, Sasha, what would you want to say to the people listening today?
Well, if it's the small or medium-sized business owner and you have some technology challenges or not, just want to share one thing that we've been dealing with for about the last year now that a lot of the other IT vendors don't really address, and that's PCI compliance, which is payment card industry compliance. There's some laws that have been passed, and they're coming down pretty hard on making sure that if you accept credit cards in your business, that you are securing that data properly, whether it's paper or electronic You really need to make sure that you're doing the right things. I believe the fines now are up to $10,000 per incident.
Ouch.
And but we have a PCI compliance guide that we would be glad to share with you. So if you'd like, you can email sales@gotonsi.com. That's sales@gotonsi.com. And we'd be happy to send that guide out to you. Obviously, no obligation. Just want to share that with you.
That's the kind of guy you are, Sasha. You know, you're giving without getting. And it does come back to us, doesn't it? You know, we're there to help other people. And if we help enough people, then we're gonna be helped ourselves. KKLA 99.5. This is the intersection of faith and reason. This is a Sue Free Show. And I just want to let you know that I have a blog now. And it's SueFreeze.com. And if you go on there, you can click on blog. And, you know, Sasha is such a support to me. I invited him to a speech I did recently. And what he did with that is after he went to it, he asked the people if he could have a copy of the video that was done for the speech that I did and also a video of what was played at that time. And that evening on his own time, you know, he calls me the next morning and says, "Have you checked out your blog?" I'm like, "What's a blog?" I didn't even know what a blog was. And so he had taken his precious time, which he's a very busy guy, but not too busy for me. And I thank you for that, Sasha. And what he did was he put it on. And so it's up there. And that's some of his artwork. So if you want to see what he does, that's something he did in his own time. And I just thank you so much for our friendship, Sasha, for your support, your help, and for our connection. I just know we've got a bright future ahead of us.
Definitely, Sue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So thanks for joining us. Until next time, we've got Saturday, 4 to 5, KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. Thanks again. See you soon.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven, and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies, like yours, choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
Ah, springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.